You know how we journalists love using experts as sources? I figured I really lucked out when it was time to write about mud, since I happen to live with one of the world's foremost authorities. Sure, he may be only 10, but my boy DP has packed enough research and fieldwork on the subject into his lone decade to have earned a doctorate, or two. The problem was that I had to interview my mudologist in his own environment. So I set aside some time the other day and launched into my questions. What's your first memory of mud?
I must have been about 2 years old. I remember splashing in puddles around the house wearing black rubber boots. The mud must have been very liquidy because I can remember sloshing. I got soaked and gritty, and when I got in, I took a very warm bath. Since then, I've only grown to love more...
Say pick up and read it again.
Pick up. I must have been about 2 years old. I remember splashing in puddles around the house wearing black rubber boots. The mud must have been very liquidy because I can remember sloshing. I got soaked and gritty, and when I got in, I took a very warm bath. Since then, I've only grown to love mud more.
What do you love about it? Now, this question borders on disingenuous, because as a diehard mud lover myself, I can't begin to count the ways. But I am curious what it is for him.
The feel as it gloops down your arm, the feel as you hurl tightly packed pellets.
Pellets? Aren't they more like balls?
Well, bombs, missiles.
DP turns to his 3-year-old brother.
Nash, what do you call the mud we throw?
Mud balls, Nash replies, not looking up from his pad, which he's filling with penciled mud squiggles.
Okay, mud balls. And the smooth, slick feel as you jump and slide in it.
Thinking he was done, I thanked him.
Wait, we're nowhere near the end of what I love about it. Just the feelings I love. The delicious feel of pure dirtiness.
That's my boy. Aye, what else?
Well, is a connoisseur someone who knows a lot about something and can criticize it?
Yep. You're saying you're a connoisseur of mud?
Oh, yes.
How about your favorite mud experience?
I'd say the one we had about a month ago with Nash at Bunch Beach.
What was so good about it?
It was a warm, windy day. The sun was shining very brightly. We walked along the beach until we came to the part where Shell Creek flows to the beach and its muddy banks. The second I saw that mud, I knew the day was going to be a lot better than I expected.
Nash breaks in. Mama, I can't get the Silly Putty egg open. DP reaches for it.
Here, I'll do it.
Remember, it's mine, Nash admonishes. You were saying?
My expectations were of an average day at the beach building sandcastles and swimming, which is definitely better than a regular day. But as I picked up a handful of glop and bounced it up and down in my hand, then hurled it as hard as I could and heard it landed with a resounding thwack, I knew it was going to be a very good day. Nash followed suit, but instead of throwing it at the beach, he hurled it at me, and that started the best mud battle of my life. Ouch, Nash, don't stab me with the pencil.
Hey, we gotta wrap this up.
Okay, brown gobs were flying from either side, splattering when they hit human flesh, and in the end, all you could see of me were two eyes and a mouth. We were herded over by parents and forced to wash all our beautiful mud off in the ways. Because it was getting late, they said. But when one is forced to lose his mud, one is forced to lose his dignity.
Oh, come on.
That's all I have to say about the day. Now what?
How about your philosophy of mud? What does mud mean?
It means fun.
Do you expect you'll always like mud?
Even when I'm old and gray, mud will be one of my favorite things ever, forever.
Like mother, like son.